Good morning. As I mentioned yesterday after Ma'ariv, today learning is dedicated to my father, Zichrono Livracha, Rabbi Sachar Alter, Rabbi Avigdor. And I'm going to share with you just a quick thought and a little bit about my father. That in a very direct way, Yeshivat Eretz Tzvi is one of the reasons that it was founded is because of the values and the motivation that he installed in me. And there's a, in Sheni of this week, Parshiot, meaning the Vayakel Pekudet that we're going to learn, so the end of the of Shlishi of Vayakel, that is the middle of Sheni of Vayakel Pekudet, the Torah describing us something interesting, as we all know. The Torah describing us that after the tzivui of bringing Trumot to the Mishkan, to the building of the Mishkan, Am Yisrael was bringing Trumot, as we know, Zahav, Kesef, Nechoshet, Avnei Shoam, Avnei Miluim. We just read it in the beginning in the Aliyah that we learned this morning. But the Torah telling us that the people that were in charge on building the Mishkan, Bezalel, Eliyav, etc., they came to Moshe, okay, and they said to Moshe like that. It says, "Vayomru el Moshe lemor marbim ha'am le'avim lidei avoda la'melacha asher tziva Hashem la'asot ota." He said, "We have too much. The people continue to bring, but we already have everything that we need according to what God was metzaveh to build the Mishkan." And the reaction of Moshe is, "Vayetzav Moshe vayaviru kol b'machane lemor ish ve'isha." Al yasu od melacha leturmat haMishkan vaikale am meavi. Okay, so the Torah telling us that Moshe sent a voice to the people to stop to bring donation for the building of the Mishkan, and whatever they brought, the Am Yisrael stopped to bring. And the next pasuk says, "Vaymelacha aita dayam lechol haMelacha laasot ota veoter." There was enough to build the Mishkan, and even there was some leftovers from the donation. Now, the obvious thing to speak about is the motivation of Am Yisrael on bringing all the instruments that and all the utensils and all the material that needed for building the Mishkan, and speaking how great it is that Am Yisrael had such a great and positive motivation, and that's a great thing to speak about. But I want to actually focus on the next pasuk. The next pasuk that I already read to you was the pasuk that Moshe was sending a voice b'machane ish ve'isha al yasu od melacha leturmat haMishkan vayikale am mehavi. What is the melacha that was mentioned over here, right? Al yasu od lemelacha leturmat haMishkan. Chazal learning from that in Masechet Shabbat, right? That the Chazal learning from that the melacha that we're talking about is melechet hotza'ah. One of the 39 melachot is the melacha of hotza'ah, of caring, of taking something from reshut harabim to reshut ha'echid, reshut ha'echid to reshut harabim, or the third piece that is the oraita is carry four amot in reshut harabim. Now, interesting enough, when the Gemara discuss it and it's coming into a conflict with other mitzvot that we have, such as kriyat megillah, such as Tkiat Shofar, such as Lulav, the halacha is that the Gemara says in the name of Rava, the people that just finished Megillah are probably familiar with that, that Rava says that we don't lay the Megillah on Shabbat because maybe you don't know how to lay, and you will take the Megillah and carry it for Amot in Reshut Arabim. And the Gemara continues, and that's the reason for Lulav, and that's the reason of Shofar. So when we're looking on it and we're thinking about Megillah, it can make sense. Megillah is a mitzvah of the Rabbanan, right? Takanami divrehem. Mordechai and Esther did it after, way after the Torah was already sealed. But when it's coming in a conflict to Tkiat Shofar, that it's a mitzvah deoraita, when it's coming to the conflict to the mitzvah of saying the bracha on the lulav on the first day, that it's a mitzvah deoraita, that's a little bit strange. And what's even more strange, that what the Gemara says, that Shema yitlenu vitlenu arba amot birshut harabim. Maybe you will carry it four amot in Reshut Arabim. The Gemara doesn't say the obvious thing of maybe you will take it from your house to Reshut Arabim or from Reshut Arabim to your house. Who put shofar in Reshut Arabim before the Chag and then carry it four amot in Reshut Arabim? In order to get to Reshut Arabim, it should be in Reshut Hayachid first, right? But I think there is a message over there that the Gemara want to tell us. Because carrying something from your individual place to Reshut Arabim, it's usually obvious. You open the door, you have to leave your property and go to a public place. When you're going from a public place into your house, into a private property, it's something obvious that it's clear. You went from a street, you open a door, and you enter a yard or a house or a building. It's clear that you move from one property to the other property. The Gemara specifically, and that's what Moshe says over here, and that's why we're learning from here, the halachot of Hotza'ah, is actually when the borders are not clear. Four amot in Reshut Arabim, it's not so clear. I went two steps, is that four amot? Is that three and a half amot? Did I did an Isser? I didn't do an Isser. And specifically then, Chazal telling us that you should be careful. When the borders are not clear, that's when you need to put your attention. That's when you need to be more sensitive to what you need to do. And the reason that I chose to speak about that when it's my yortzeit of my father, Zichrono Livracha, is because I think that one of my greatest, or without doubt the greatest role model of clarity was my father. I spoke with a few people last week and I mentioned to them that I don't have a vision of myself and I don't have a goal to put myself as a rabbi. I'm a simple Jew. And the reason that I said that is because that simple Jew is what I learned from my father. For my father wasn't a Talmid Chacham. He was a Holocaust survivor, got to Israel when he was 11. He was 2 years in school, had to drop school and to go to work in order to help support the family. And nevertheless, everything was so clear to him. I remember him as a little kid coming home from work. He was an electrician. He was an air conditioner. He assembled air conditions for people. Very physical and hard work. Nevertheless, I remember him every single day coming back around 4:30 from work. Cup of coffee, a piece of cake, and a sefer in his hand. Before he went to sleep, he had next to his bed the mefarish that he took for that year. Every year he covered one mefarish on the Torah. 1 year is the Ramban on the Torah, parsha by parsha. 1 year is the Abarbanel, the Sforno, the Ibn Ezra, the Malbim. Every year he covered one mefarish on the Torah. And as a teenager, before we had the Kotel HaMa'aravi, when Yerushalayim was still split, he was a kid that daven shachrit, kriyat haTorah in a shul, and then walked to the last house before the borders with the Jordanian when Yerushalayim was still split. It's hard for you to imagine that, but try. All the Ir HaAtikah, the Kotel, is in the Jordanian side. And this little kid stepped to the roof and daven Musaf over there. Every single week, looking over Har HaBayit. And one Shabbat, when he was davening over there, the Jordanian actually realized that there is somebody on the roof and decided to shoot to his direction. One of the bullets hit a rock next to him and a ricochet flew into his eye and he lost his vision in one of his eyes. The next week, he was on the roof to daven Musaf. This is clearly, for me, was the highest motivation of being a Jew and understand his obligation. I can mention a lot of other things, that he was the Baal Koreh in a 7 o'clock minyan in the Kotel from the first Shabbos that the Kotel was in our hands till basically he couldn't walk anymore before he passed away. And since I was 3.5 years old, I walked with him every single Shabbat 30 minutes to the Kotel and 30 minutes back. every single Shabbat. He was the Baal Korah of the 7 o'clock minyan. We left the house at 6:30. He walked over there in Elaine every single Shabbat. This is the kind of motivation that I remember. This is the kind of motivation that drove me to have motivation and love for Torah. He wasn't Talmid Chacham. When I was 8th grade, I already taught him Gemara because he never learned Gemara in his life except of 6 months that he spent in Kol Torah as a student of Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zichrono Livracha, Zichrono Tzadik Livracha, that passed away, by the way, 2 days after my father in the same year. And nevertheless, this is the kind of motivation. Sympathy, just know when the borders are not clear, for him they were very clear. And this is what he gave me. And that's why I never view myself as a rabbi. I view myself as a simple Jew that know what the Shulchan Aruch says and try to do my best to keep it. Okay, keep that in mind when you're going today and learning. Le'ilui Nishmat Yisachar Alter Ben Avigdor Zichrono Levracha. Thank you.